In Parshas Kisavo, we find the word Hayom mentioned no less than 14 times. I'd like to take the next few minutes just to focus on some of them and to appreciate them on their own terms and to see if there's any connection between any of them, perhaps. The Pasuk says in Perek Chava, Pasuk Tezayin, right after Shlishi, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokechu Mitzav Galas Zechukim Eila. Now this is, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael in the last days of his life. And he says, Hayom Hazeh, today, Hashem Elokecha Mitzav Chalas as the Chukim Eila, Hashem is commanding you to do these Chukim, these laws, these Mishpatim, and these Mishpatim, these mitzvos, v'shamarta v'sisa osam b'chol levav v'chol nafshecha, and you shall, v'chol nafshecha, and you shall observe them, and you shall keep them, b'chol levav with your whole heart, v'chol nafshecha with your whole soul. So, Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Elokecha Mitzav Chalas, today Hashem is commanding you. What does that mean today? This is 40 years after Matan Torah. So famously, Rashi says, what does Hayom Hazeh mean? Hayom Hazeh means, V'chol Yom Yibenecha Chadashim. Every day, the mitzvah should be Chadashim, should be new to you. V'chol Yom Yibenecha Chadashim. It doesn't say Kichadashim. It doesn't say they should be like new, which is the way this is often quoted and the way, in fact, it is written elsewhere. Here it says, V'chol Yom Yibenecha Chadashim. They should be new. The mitzvahs can't be the same old. They have to be new mitzvahs every single day. And we have to understand and reflect a little bit on what that means. The pasuk goes on to say, right there, it continues, as Hashem hamarta hayom, Hashem has chosen you today, or you have chosen Hashem today. It's Hashem hamarta hayom, you have chosen or designated Hashem today, liyos achal alokim to be, for a God for you, v'lechav v'drachav v'lishma chukav v'mitzvosav v'mishpatav v'lishma b'kulu. That you have chosen Hashem today to be your God, and to be the one who will follow in all of his ways. And the pasuk continues, Hashem hemircha hayom. Hashem has chosen you today. That Hashem has chosen you to follow, to be his people. Liyos lo am segula, to be the am segula, the chosen nation of Hashem. Keshadib lo achlishmo kol mitzvosa. So we chose Hashem today, and Hashem chose us today. And what does it mean to be chosen? We'll talk about that as well. Later on, in Perek Chavzai, in Pasuk Tes, we find Radaber Moshe V'Akonim Halviyim Al-Koy Yisrael Le'imor Haskei Tishma Yisrael. The Moshe and the Kohanim of the Levim speak to Klai Yisrael, Haskei Tishma Yisrael. Listen, pay attention, and listen, Klai Yisrael. Hayom Hazeh Niyesel Am. Hayom Hazeh, today you have become a nation. Lam L'Hashem Al-Kech, to Hashem your God. And there as well, Rashi says, V'chol Yom, every day should be to kichadashim, like today you became part of that bris, the covenant between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the bris should always be new. And finally, we find at the end of the parasha that Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, V'nasen Hashem lachem, Hashem did not give you lev ladas, a heart to understand, v'nayim liros, and eyes to see, v'nayim l'shmoa, and ears to hear, ad hayom hazeh, until this day. So once again, we see that word hayom, today, that something happened today. So let's reflect on this a little bit. B'chol yom yibenecha chadashim. Every day, the mitzvah should be new to you. Not like new, but should be actually new. Mitzvahs have to be new. How can mitzvahs be new if they are the old mitzvahs, if the mitzvahs have been doing all our lives, if they're mitzvahs that we do for thousands of years? How can they be new, and yet they have to be new? They have to be new because we put a newness into our mitzvahs. We find an angle to the mitzvah. We find a chiddush in the mitzvah. We find a freshness in the mitzvah that we didn't see yesterday. We find an insight into the mitzvah that we didn't understand before. That brings a whole new appreciation for the mitzvah. It's really the way we have to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day in the world around us and in the lives that we live. No 2 days are alike, and every day gives us a fresh opportunity to rediscover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, those next two hayoms talk about that relationship between us and Hashem. As Hashem hamarta hayom, Hashem hamircha hayom. Hashem has chosen you today, and you chose Hashem today. Or I should say the other way around. Hashem, and Hashem hamarta hayom, you chose Hashem today, Hashem hamircha hayom, and Hashem has chosen you today. Think about a relationship. Think about a marriage. Think about what makes for healthy relationship in the marriage. Tag Yonison says that when the pasuk says Hashem chose you and you chose Hashem, Tag Yonison hints to a a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin just like we put on tefillin. And the Gemara asks, tefillin, the Mar de Alma, the tefillin of the master of the universe, of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mag Sivu, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? In our tefillin, we know what it says. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We speak about the oneness of Hashem, about the uniqueness of Hashem, that there's only one Ribono Shel Olam, unique and above and beyond everything else. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? In Hashem's tefillin, the Gemara says, it says, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Oretz. Who is like Ha Yisrael, Goy Echad Oretz, a unique, singular nation, special nation in the whole world. So it's about that specialness, and that's what a relationship has to be like. A relationship has to be where each party, where each spouse feels the other one is the most special in the whole world, and that's what that love is based on. And a healthy marriage and a healthy relationship is one of constant discovery, that it's not the same person I met yesterday, it's not the same person I knew yesterday. Because every day you discover something new about that other person, because every day the relationship gets deeper and deeper in a way that didn't exist. And it wasn't as deep the day before. And therefore, every day is, in fact, brand new. It's Hashem Marta Yom, Hashem Mercha Yom. That's why we have to constantly rediscover our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the experiences that He gives us on a daily basis. Towards the end of the parasha, we noted it says, V'lanas Hashem Lachem Leiv L'das V'nayim L'iris V'nayim L'shmo Ad Yom Hazeh. That Hashem did not give you Leiv L'das, a heart that understands, v'nayim liros, and eyes to see, v'nayim l'shmo, and ears to hear, ad hayom hazeh, until that day, until this day. There's a very beautiful Rashi on these words. Rashi says, shamati, I heard, that there was really something special that day. She'oso hayom, she'natan Moshe, the control of Nei Levi. That day, when the Torah is finally complete, we imagine after 40 years, the Torah is finally written down. According to one opinion of the Gemara, it wasn't written down at all until that day. According to the other opinion of the Gemara, wasn't complete until that day. So the Torah was complete. Moshe finished the first day of the Torah, and it gave it to B'nai Levi. As the Pasuk says, Vayidna alakorn b'nei Levi. So when that happened, Bo kol Yisrael b'nei Moshe, all of Chai Yisrael came to Moshe. V'amalo, and they said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Af anu abmanu b'sinai, we also stood at Sinai. The Kibbalah is the Torah. We received the Torah. And then the Lana was given to us. Why are you giving the members of your Shevet control over it? The Yom Lana, they'll say to us, Yom Machar, someday tomorrow, Lo Lachem Nitna, it wasn't given to you. Lana Nitna, to us it was given. And if we are not sensitive, we could perceive perhaps in this shade of Korach, complaining to Moshe. But this is very different. They speak to Moshe as Moshe Rabbeinu. They recognize Moshe for who he was. This is not an attempt to grab power away from Moshe. But rather, this was a desperate, desperate desire to have a relationship with Torah. And this was a complaint. After all these years of complaining, Klai Yisrael complained to Moshe so many times, he finally heard the complaint that he wanted to hear. This is a complaint of pure nachas. Klai Yisrael wants to have a relationship with Torah. Says Rashi, V'samach Moshe al adavar. Moshe rejoiced when he heard this. And this he said to them. Now you would expect Rashi to say he said to them this pasuk of that you didn't have eyes to see and ears to hear out of Yom Hazeh, but that's not what Rashi says. He says, today you have become a nation. Today you have become a nation. Rashi instead refers to a pasuk that happens two parakim before in Parakhav Zayin, pasuk test. Hayom hazeh niyei salam. And Rashi says, Hayom hazeh ivanti. Now I understand shatun veikim v'chafetz namakum. They want to have a relationship with Hashem. So the Rashi is very beautiful. It almost speaks for itself, except for the fact that Rashi, at the end, seems to cite the wrong pasuk. Instead of citing the pasuk which is commenting on, about having lev l'das, a heart that understands, and eyes that see, and ears that hear, he refers it to a different pasuk, Hayom hazeh niyei salam. Today you have become a people. First of all, it's very important that it doesn't just say in the Rashi, the pasuk Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam, but it says Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam V'Gomer, which means we have to read the rest of the pasuk as well, because why should that be the day that Klai Yisrael became a nation? But if you look at the whole pasuk, the pasuk says Hayom Hazeh Niyei Salam Vashem Elokecha, become a nation to Hashem your God. So first of all, that's what it means. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. Today you have become a Kadosh Baruch Hu's people because you understand how important the Torah is, and you've shown, you've demonstrated that you want that Torah. But even more than that, Rashi wants us to know that this Hayom that he's commenting on also was in that day. You didn't really understand, you didn't really see, you didn't really hear anything until you've demonstrated your understanding of how important Torah is. Because perhaps until now, you've had the Torah for 40 years, but you looked at it as, of course, you have to keep the mitzvot. This is what Hashem tells us to do. This is what he wants us to do, and therefore you have to do what he wants us to do. But do you want the Torah? Do you realize that Torah is everything to you? Do you realize that Torah is your life? It was only when they complained and they said, don't give the Torah just to Levi, to B'nai Levi. Give it to all of us. We want the Torah as well. It's when they demonstrated that Torah is everything to them, that's when Moshe says, now you finally see, now you finally hear, and now you finally understand. So it's all of these Hayoms, and perhaps the rest of the Hayoms in the parasha as well, that speak to us about our relationship to Hashem, our relationship to His Torah, and our relationship to His mitzvot. That there has to be newness and a freshness. B'chol yom, yu b'necha chadashim. Every day, Torah and the mitzvot have to be new to you. Hayom hazeh, niyetzeh la'am. We have to feel the relationship to Torah that makes us into a nation, that today, because of the Torah that we have, because of the newness of the Torah that we have in fact a real deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are His people. And this is what gives us the right to claim that we understand, that we see and we hear, we know what life is all about. We know that our life is about Torah, without Torah we are nothing. And finally, to understand how the relationship with Hashem, like any relationship, has to constantly be nurtured and constantly be worked on. It constantly has to grow, that every day has to be a brand new relationship. It's Hashem Amarta Yom, Hashem Mircha Yom. Every day we have to re-choose that Kodesh Baruch Hu and to reignite the fire that has to come from the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, as of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu renews His relationship with us with the words Mikam Chisrael Gayachad Ba'aretz, to cement that relationship, to make it new, to make it fresh, and to make it one of constant growth. Thank you.